and you put this evidence together, there's an old saying, if it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, and if it quacks like a duck, it just may be a duck. We have two instances clearly of historical precedent where the United States government, in one case, allowed a surprise attack to happen. That was Pearl Harbor. And we have a second where, in fact, the U.S. government was going to create and stage a surprise attack on American interests and American people. Again, not possible to dispute. We have the top secret documents declassified on the website. So if we have means, motive, opportunity, and we have a pre-established proclivity or a history of committing similar offenses, this is the kind of material that you present logically and you let people draw their conclusions. And again, I will have to reiterate that anybody who has viewed the videotape, probably, you know, Norm, I'll send you one, who has viewed the videotape, nobody has come back to me and said, you did not make the case.
Well, I've read your keynote pieces on your website, and I would say you haven't made the case. I think if we're going to take the position that when the government has means, motives, and opportunity, therefore they did it, I mean,
and prior history.
That does not make the case. And talking about Pearl Harbor doesn't make the case either.
In a murder trial, there may be 100 pieces of evidence that are introduced to convict a man of murder. And there will be in the case of the poor young girl who was kidnapped in San Diego. The guy will not, whoever is convicted, will not be convicted on the basis of one piece of evidence. So why are you hanging me on one piece of evidence and saying I haven't made a case?
Because it has to be more than means, motives, and opportunity,
and yes,
talking about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And those, I'm going by your bullet points that you just mentioned, means, motives, and opportunity. That's
in addition to the evidence that I've already presented that's already out there.
It's not evidence that reaches your conclusion. It's a bunch of facts that you stack, which are interesting and important and certainly impeach the U.S. government in terms of its contempt for human rights, for instance, and the voracious role of the oil companies in trying to maximize profits. That still doesn't prove what you say it proves.
Well,
okay. All right, folks. Let me just remind the audience, this is KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County. We are having a free form session here during our fund drive, and you guys have kept calling, and we haven't been pitching. You are so fantastic. We are in the last days of an incredible fund drive, and we are going off with some sparks here because we are bringing out controversial material. This is stuff that we usually do late at night, but we have been blessed by lovely Stephen Starr with having the opportunity to bring it to you during prime time, because we are talking about a tape, The Truth and Lies of 9-1-1, produced by Michael Rupert. It is his two-hour presentation at the Portland State University. There are hundreds of people there, and he is outlining these conflicting facts that Norman Solomon is debating with him here, and this is the kind of thing that KPFK and Pacifica is all about. So what we're going to do, because we are getting very close. Oh, yes, and absolutely. Right now, you're probably wondering, hold it, man. What happened to the music never stops? Well, that music is going to start in around 10 minutes, so just hang right in there, get your candles ready, and it's just going to be a fun launch into the weekend, okay? What I'm going to do here is ask you guys both a particular question from your particular points of view. We'll then have closing statements from each of you and launch off into this wonderful, wonderful weekend. First question goes to Michael Rupert. I was wondering, when you talk about Brzezinski, mm-hmm, and we go back into the foundations, and this was something that was definitely a part of your tape as a foundation as to why we are in Afghanistan, mm-hmm, at this point, that it's something that with this book, the book is called,
The Grand Chessboard.
The Grand Chessboard.
1997.
Written back in 1997, that says the next war is going to happen in Afghanistan. How is it that you can take that book and connect these dots, but yet there seems to be some places where things don't all fit together?
Well, the book does not say that the next war will take place in Afghanistan. It says that the next area of conflict will be Central Asia, and there is a circle drawn around the Central Asian republics and Afghanistan and Pakistan. Brzezinski said very clearly in the book that the key to world hegemony or maintaining American primacy, is his quote, in the 21st century will be the control of the Eurasian continent, and the secret to the control of the Eurasian continent will be the control of Uzbekistan. And the reason why he said that was he said that the continent contains 75% of the world's known energy resources. And he specifically referred to the vast Central Asian oil fields that it was necessary for the United States to control, but beforehand to prevent, as in a game of chess, either Russia, China, Iran, or Turkey from exerting any influence in the region. And part of that was accomplished by the wholesale looting of Russia, thanks to journalist Ann Williamson, in the 1990s of $300 billion, destroying the Russian economy. So he says that absent, and there's three incredibly telling quotes in this book. In the very beginning, he refers to Pearl Harbor, saying the American public won't support it. At the end of the book, he says, without some direct and some widely perceived direct external threat, the American people would never support the marshalling of military resources, the infliction of casualties, etc., that would be necessary for the U.S. to exercise its imperial control to gain control of the oil fields.
Okay. And to Norman Solomon. It has been, we're talking about evidence allowable in court, means, motive, and opportunity. As has been pointed out, the United States, and as you said yourself, the United States has a flagrant disregard for human life. Let's say the United States government, because you and I do not. When we look at the historical precedents that each one of the wars that we have been involved in have, in a sense, the sinking of Lusitania for World War I. We knew about that. When we look at Pearl Harbor, when we look at World War, that's for World War II. When we look at most of the conflicts that we've been involved in, from Saddam Hussein, when we look at the drug trafficking, how is it that when we start to look at the very hard knowledge that maybe there is some blowback, and the blowback is something that's very serious, that our government might be involved in it. We spend billions upon billions of dollars with the best technology, but yet we let something like this happen. How is it that you can let the CIA off so easily and say that they didn't have foreknowledge with the history of our government and with the technology that we have today?
Well, it's not a matter of letting the CIA off. It's a matter of insisting that there be proof or a basis for reaching a conclusion rather than connecting dots in some kind of fairly convoluted, and I would reassert, leap sort of way, leaps into illogic and working backwards from conclusions and so forth. Clearly there's blowback. I mean, that's not in question. Some people just call it what goes around comes around. The poet W.H. Auden said, when evil is done, it is done. To those to whom evil is done do evil in return. I mean, we know that happens. But, you know, if we are going to follow the pseudo-logic, which I think is illogic, that because the CIA and the U.S. government have done so many horrendous things, therefore anything horrendous that happens, we can just say that then, therefore, there's motive in history, and therefore infer that they've done that too. I mean, that opens the floodgates. I mean, then you can just say anything in the world that's bad, because we know the CIA is part of a duplicitous and vicious system, the CIA did it. I mean, that's a kind of a helter-skelter sort of, again, vacuum cleaner mode of analysis that I don't think is dialectical, and I think that's what this comes in many ways down to. We need something that's based on facts, that is dialectical, that goes through a process, and I would, at the risk of being told again that I'm waving a dead Christ around, I would say that the kind of dialectical process that Noam Chomsky has excelled at is one that would hold us in good stead, because it's analytical, it's based on solid facts, and it reaches conclusions not through a reach or through a leap, but through a step-by-step dialectical process.
Okay, we're going to take 1 minute for each of you, and this is the closing this time, and it's really sad because I'm sure that we can go on and explore this, but Barry Smolin's waiting in the wings, and we really thank you all for hanging out. Michael, you go first. 1 minute, please.
Well, there was so much words in there, verbiage about dialectic and all this stuff. I want to throw salad dressing on it. Put all that aside. What you just said, very clearly, and I'll use that, is, gee, we know that the CIA has done things like this before, from the Tonkin Gulf to the sinking of the Maine, about Pearl Harbor. Okay, we know that's been done, and you're saying, well, you can't make a, you know. And then I say to you very clearly, well, we have all these anomalies, not one of which you have disputed throughout the course of this broadcast, in addition to the fact that the CIA has a proclivity to do this, or has a demonstrated history, I'll say that, of doing exactly this kind of thing. If you ignore that, and what I'm saying, and what I conclude my documentary with, is a statement from Carl Jung: the foundation of all mental illness is the avoidance of legitimate suffering. You have to be mentally ill not to look at these facts and say, there's something going on here. It's really bad. We've lost a third to a half of our Bill of Rights. There's criminal activity going on. We're being lied to. Gee, and we can debate as to whether it's been proven or not, but that's how you cook a frog in a pot. You put him in cold water and turn the heat up slowly, and the frog won't jump out until he's cooked.
Norman Solomon.
You know, the discussion of how we've lost so much of the Bill of Rights in practice, I think, is a really good example of how, while that's true, in no way proves the conclusion, the assertion, that the CIA had foreknowledge of what happened on September 11th, that the U.S. was complicit in what happened on September 11th. I mean, one doesn't follow the other. We know we've lost a lot of our rights in practice. We know that the right wing has exploited and the militarists have exploited the last 6 months after September 11th. That doesn't prove that the U.S. and the CIA was involved or had direct foreknowledge in what was going to take place. I'm disputing not those narrative facts. I'm disputing the logic, which I think is illogic, that reaches conclusions I just don't think are based on the facts. And one last thing. It's a very slippery slope to say that because the CIA has such a horrible record, then anything and everything that we want to blame on them, we just blame on them, and those who don't agree with us must be mentally ill.
Okay. You know what? I really want to thank both of you for engaging in this. It is always very difficult. We are both on the same side. We have a major, major enemy, and that person isn't across the seas. He's in the White House that he settled, that he stole illegally. And so on both of our sides, you guys might be saying something, both on the left side, and we got to come to an agreement that the facts are the facts and no more of the personal thing, so we can move on with the business. I really want to thank you, Norman Solomon, for joining us here from Los Angeles. Michael Rupert, thank you for your research and your outstanding work.
Thank you.
And Norman, thank you.
Thank you.
And you guys, we are in the middle, or at the end, of an incredible, incredible, rejuvenating fun drive. Just absolutely fantastic. Now look, The Music Never Stops is coming right up in just a bit, and please stay tuned. We're just going to tell you about a few things, and Stephen Starr has joined us in the studio.
Yeah, I just want to thank Norman. I want to thank Mike. This is just a remarkable and perfect example of why Pacifica is such a vital resource. It gives us the opportunity to have people with differing opinions on the air who have passion, commitment, research, point of view. We don't have to agree with each other. We have space for that disagreement, and this radio station is this show tonight is great evidence of why it's important for you, the listener, to support this network.
And
our number, our number is 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735. I urge you, listeners, after listening to the differences of opinion tonight and the interesting facts and arguments that are supported and worth debating, to pick up the phone and call 818-985-5735 and support listener-sponsored radio. This network at this moment in its history is in financial crisis. We are here to raise funding to support the build-out of this network. Eben, what do you think people should do right now?
Well, you know what? They ought to join the nine or so people that are on the phone right now who are calling to get the truth and lies of 911. This is a two-hour videotape, and you know what? Norman said it right. Let's make up our own minds, and we aren't spoon-feeding you here, folks. We're gonna make your hair rise. We're gonna sit there and push your buttons, because forget about mass media feed. We want you to do your own research. We want you to make up your own mind. We want you to give us a call and take this tape, The Truth and Lies of 911 by Michael Rupert, and then decide for yourself.
818-985-5735. We are in the midst of the final night of our fund drive. We are moving into the range of $700,000 locally and almost $200,000 network-wide on our network-wide Save the Signal fund drive last night. Ladies and gentlemen, this network has never seen such an explosion of local support. Our number is 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735.
You know, when we're talking about, you know what, I really want to thank Barry for allowing us this time. It was really fantastic of you, Mr. Smolin. Thank you, darling. And don't forget to thank your two favorite girls at KPFK. And that's Maggie LaPique and Esther Manila working behind the scenes as hard. We have a lot of fantastic people in our phone rooms. And you know what? If you can't get in right now, lines are going to be available. Keep dialing. Take this video. Take it and figure it out for yourself. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Thank you, Barry, and thank you for listening, folks.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Please join us for an important public forum on Palestine this Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. This forum will be held at Holman United Methodist Church, located at 3320 West Adams in Los Angeles. Guest speakers will include Ramsey Clark, Michelle Shahada, Mohammed Kanana, and many more, with a special message from Congresswoman Barbara Lee featuring the video Intifada, the Road to Freedom. Poetry, music, and Middle Eastern food will also be provided. Doors will be opening at noon, and a $10 to $30 donation will be requested, although no one will be turned away. For more information, please call 213-487-2368 or 714-636-1232.
90.7 KPFK, Los Angeles.
Having me around, I'm here to house the haunt. Outside on the patio, the libations flow like song, but the explanation's wrong, and the 9-foot 2-inch bong. But I am in the vestibule examining the rug, 'cause I'm not on a drug. I'm not on a drug. Now there's a din and then them in, pass a peace pipe all around. They're grooving to that sound, that psychedelic backwards merry-go-round. And in the kitchen we can't mention what the mothers are drinking. Are they drunk? Stinking. And at the boys they're winking. I know this is a happening party and I don't want to make you yawn, my darling, but I'm not on the drug. I'm not on a drug. I really wish I was right now, believe me. I didn't want to tell 'cause you might tease me. And in the toilet there's
a boy letting someone thread his needle with hair just like a beetle. I'm not one to meddle. This really is a lovely party. Your guests are erudite and arty, but I'm not on a drug. I'm not on a drug. I could be the guest that you regret. Let me let you in on my big secret. I'm not on a drug. I'm not on a drug. Didn't want to tell because you might tease me. I really wish I was right now, believe me. That psychedelic backwards merry-go-round.
Welcome to the home of quality
Faithful Dead.
I'm on the edge of an empty highway.
I came across an empty space. Exploded.
Did the bus stop in his face? Attention all units, this is Dan Matthews. Neil was reported seen in this area in a school bus.
The bus come by and I can only smear on again.
Doctors say good. I said, give me that second, because an Astral that week and a few other places, dangerous drugs, you see. Do I advise three-year-old kids to smoke? Of course not.
I don't get it.
Sure sounds crazy.
There was gum on either left or rear, the bus you never ever learned.
But finding, as I said, the Pentecostal woman who was riding in the Cadillac from the Catacorner Crowleyite.
Oh, this Neil's not crazy, believe me. It's the way he always operates. He's unpredictable.
What's going on?
Hi, Liz. See any suspicious characters on the highway?
There's a man down on the highway.
Pouring its light into...
This is KPFK Los Angeles, 90.7 FM, listener-sponsored psychedelic radio for the universe and elsewhere. Welcome to another jam-packed edition of The Music Never Stops. Greetings, freaky peoples and misfit minions, mutant multitudes, far-out fellow fringe folk, crispy critters, disembodied thought forms, and denizens of the dead continuum. It is time to light up a Sabbath candle or whatever it is you light up on a Friday evening and sanctify your mind with another 4 hours of Grateful Dead concert tapes, contemporary jam rock, and miscellaneous psychedelia from now until midnight. I am your electrified host and imaginary friend, Barry Smolin, groovemeister and guide through this hippie headspace, our little niche of bliss here in the nether sphere. Tonight on The Music Never Stops, we'll hear the second set from a concert the Grateful Dead performed on March 31st, 1991 at the Greensboro Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina. We'll also have a very special treat. Bob Weir, Jerry Garcia, Phil Lesh, and Mickey Hart doing an acoustic set at Loyola University in Chicago on November 17, 1978, something you most definitely do not want to miss. We'll also be getting into some disco biscuits from last December. All of that, of course, depends on just how generous you choose to be. Here in the KPFK Winter Fun Drive, we're in the last 3 hours and 27 minutes, and we are inches away from a huge milestone. Once again, it falls upon the Deadheads to take us up over another round number. We are very, very close, about $20,000 away from $700,000 for this drive. The first time ever KPFK would have reached that sum. $700,000. Do you have it in you? Can you do it? 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Very special premium. We just lined up about 2 hours ago. We have tickets to go see the Allman Brothers at the Wiltern Theater June 6th and June 7th at quite a bargain, a $75 premium, credit card only. Call right away. These are probably going to go immediately. If you get a busy signal, do call back. All the phone lines are lit already. As soon as I said Allman Brothers, there it went. The Allman Brothers at the Wiltern Theater June 6th and June 7th. We have both. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We have to make $20,000 between now and mid.
night. I know we can do it. We always do. You always help us reach our goal. You took us over 400,000 for the first time on this show. You took us over 500,000 for the first time on this very show. Can you take us over 700,000? Well, here we go. 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Allman Brothers tickets. We've also got Dick's Picks 24. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a wild, crazy night.